The Philly cheesesteak is back at McDonald's and it's still intensely cheesy. Imagine the cheesiest thing ever. Now cover it in cheese. Add two beef patties, cheddar cheese sauce, crispy onions, and even more cheese. The Philly cheesesteak. Did we mention it's cheesy? Available until the 16th of March 2026 from 11 a.m. Fees apply to delivery orders. Price and participation may vary, subject to availability.
Here's your morning DNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, February 10th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Spotify continued to add users in the fourth quarter as it expanded access to audiobooks globally and added new features like allowing listeners to follow music venues for upcoming shows. Spotify's monthly active users grew to 751 million, up 11% from the same quarter a year ago. Premium subscribers increased by 10% to 290 million. For the full year, Spotify's net income was up about 86% from the previous year, while revenue grew 10%. In January, Spotify said it was raising the cost of a U.S. premium subscription by a dollar to $12.99 a month. Dow Jones, publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a content partnership with Spotify. Honda suffered a loss in its car business, hit by U.S. tariffs and EV-related impairments in the latest quarter. The Japanese automaker booked nearly $280 million in one-time EV-related provisioning and impairments for the 3 months ended December. An executive said today the company needed to drastically change its EV strategy in the U.S., where the market is clearly slowing, and scrap its previous plans in China. Honda's auto production in North America was also hit by a shortage of chips from Dutch supplier Nexperia late last year. The company said third quarter operating profit slumped 61%. For the fiscal year ending March, Honda projected revenue to decline 2.7%. And SMIC finished 2025 on a strong note. Its annual revenue crossed the $9 billion mark as a Chinese contract chipmaker cashes in amid China's push for tech self-sufficiency. SMIC, China's largest and most advanced chip foundry, reported a 61% rise in fourth quarter net profit from a year earlier to nearly $173 million. Revenue increased 13% to almost $2.5 billion. That brought the annual total to more than $9 billion, topping 2024's $8 billion. The chipmaker offered a cautious outlook for the first quarter, though. SMIC flagged both opportunities for chip localization and challenges brought by surging memory prices in 2026. That's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.